A chaplain can walk into a room alone, but no chaplain should carry the work alone. Healthcare encounters can stir grief, uncertainty, urgency, and questions about our own reactions. That is why supervision and mentoring are part of responsible formation, not signs that someone is unprepared.
The clinical pastoral education tradition makes that practical. Chaplains learn by reflecting on real encounters, receiving feedback, noticing patterns, and returning to care with greater self-awareness. The goal is not simply to collect techniques, it is to become more present, accountable, and trustworthy.
And a mentor adds another layer. A mentor is a steady conversation partner who knows chaplaincy, respects the healthcare setting, and can ask, "What happened in the room? What happened in you? And what might you do next time?"
That last question matters. Without reflection, a chaplain may rush to fill silence, over-identify with a family, avoid conflict, or step beyond the chaplain's role. A good mentor does not shame those moments. The mentor helps the chaplain see them clearly and practice a better response.
Mentoring also does not replace formal supervision, organizational policies, peer review, or clinical consultation. Each has a role. New chaplains need to know who provides oversight, how concerns are documented, and when an issue must move through the care team.
Picture a patient who tells a chaplain, "I do not see a reason to keep going." The chaplain listens calmly, does not diagnose, and does not attempt treatment. The chaplain follows the facility's safety process and promptly involves the appropriate clinical team.
Later, with privacy protected, the chaplain can bring the encounter into supervision or mentoring. Did fear make the chaplain change the subject? Was the response too quick? Did the chaplain communicate clearly with the team? Reflection turns a difficult visit into formation.
It also protects the people receiving care. Supervision helps us recognize the boundary between spiritual care and clinical treatment. We can assess spiritual needs within our scope, offer presence and meaning-centered support, and refer when needs require another discipline.
The Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, places this kind of guided reflection within its formation pathway for new chaplains. Formation takes time, practice, honest feedback, and relationships that support both competence and character.
So choose a mentor who understands healthcare chaplaincy, honors confidentiality, welcomes questions, and will challenge you with care. Meet consistently. Bring specific encounters, not just general frustrations. Ask for feedback on presence, boundaries, communication, and follow through.
And do not wait for a crisis. Build the relationship before the hardest day arrives. A mentor cannot carry your calling for you, but a mentor can help you carry it with wisdom, humility, and accountability.
The grounded takeaway is simple. Keep learning in community. Seek supervision, welcome formation, know when to refer, and let trusted guidance shape the way you show up at the bedside.